Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
All right. I think he's going to put a drink in my hand, although he hasn't opened any bottles yet. I'm a little hurt. Corey likes to do... Wait. You got to do this so they can hear it. That's how we do it here on a Friday in July on Bloomberg Markets. Gary Fish is with me. He's founder and CEO at Gary's Wine and Marketplace, based in Wayne, New Jersey. Several outlets, though, throughout the state. Here to talk a little bit about the wine marketplace.
Thanks for having me on this beautiful Friday afternoon.
Nice to have you. Cheers.
Cheers.
What are we drinking?
We're drinking a liter of rosé with a screw top.
A screw top.
It's $10 a bottle. It's great for summertime drinking for barbecues.
Tell me about the retail market, because we feature people from vineyards like all over the world, and we talk to them. When you go about picking stuff for your stores, what do you do?
Well, we travel the world. It's a hard job, what we have to do. But, this year I was in Chile and Argentina, Napa Valley. I'm going to Oregon and Washington this year. So we travel the world to try to find and pick the best wines that we could represent in New Jersey.
Interesting. And do you see a lot of demand at this point? Like, what's your typical customer?
Our typical customers changed dramatically over the last 30 years. And the customer now is an excited. They want to learn. They want to taste new things. They drink beer. They drink spirits. Our bourbon business is exploding. And they also like to find interesting wines, i.e. rosés in the summer, Malbecs, all sorts of different wines.
Hang on a second. We're talking with Gary Fish of Gary's Wine and Marketplace. And forgive me, I was distracted because we do have a headline crossing the Bloomberg terminal. President Trump naming a new chief of staff, replacing Reince Priebus, and he's choosing John F. Kelly, the retired Marine four-star general serving as Secretary of Homeland Security, as his new chief of staff. So once again, changes continuing at the White House and the White House administration. This on a day when we found the president here on Long Island meeting with law enforcement officers. But again, Reince Priebus, it seems to be pushed out after a bit of a rocky tenure as President Trump's chief of staff, being replaced by John F. Kelly, the retired Marine four-star general who has been serving as Secretary of Homeland Security. So again, some more changes, if you will, at the White House and at the Trump administration. Gary Fish is with us, founder and CEO at Gary's Wine and Marketplace. Crazy times, that's for sure. In terms of, you've been in this industry for a long time, how has kind of the consumer changed, the taste changed, the products changed?
Well, you're 100% right. Everything has changed in the last 30 years. Going back, people would come in, they would buy a 30-pack of Budweiser, a 175 of Smirnoff, and they would be very happy.
Yeah.
Now consumers are very interested in what's going on. We sell 6-packs of microbrews I've never heard of. We're selling a lot of interesting things. And the shopping cart is very unique. And it changes every day.
Are consumers willing to try stuff and they're not stuck? Like, I think about my, you know, dad growing up, he had his favorites and pretty much stuck to it. Didn't mean he didn't sample. He would always, but he did have his favorites and stuck to it largely.
No, I think now that, and it's not just the millennials and it's not just the younger generation, it's everybody. They're experimenting more. So the old tried and true, if you drank it, you always drink it. I think that's gone away. And so you're seeing new labels appear all the time and experimentation is definitely going on.
I got to ask you, what's your fear in terms of running the businesses that you do? Because I think about someone like an Amazon. Now, mind you, selling alcohol, I guess, online is maybe a whole different venture. But the retail environment has changed so dramatically. And I think things we thought were safe are not safe anymore in terms of being disrupted. How about for you? Or has it largely stayed the same, that people want a great liquor store in their neighborhood?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, we have a couple choices. One is we could say Amazon, Whole Foods, stick our head in the sand and wait to close up. Or we can do what we've done forever. You know, we literally taste thousands of wines so you don't have to taste bad wine.
Yeah.
We literally travel the world to bring great wines to you. And so, yes, they're a game changer. But for us, the laws protect us a little bit. You know, Amazon has a long way to go to be able to ship wine and spirits to every house. And I think what we bring is the human spirit. We have people in our stores. Every single one of our stores have wine people that taste wine every day.
That's great.
And so you come in, you talk to us, you learn about wine, and it's a very different experience.
I think it's funny that you said to me, you know, here's a great bottle of wine. You said $10, not expensive. But it's so true. Like, I think there's a perception out there, and there are great bottles of wine that do cost a lot because there's not a lot out there. And I do respect them, but you can get a great bottle of wine for not a lot of money.
You sure can. And you need somebody to help you guide you there. And if you're just checking your phone to decide how to buy wine, that's one thing. If you go to a store and there's people that talk to you, it's a whole different world, and that's what we do.
Just quickly, 15 seconds, 20 seconds, what's something new that you've discovered in the wine world?
Cans of wine. It's so funny. 2 years ago, I was laughing about them. I said, nobody will ever buy cans of wine. It is unbelievable. We have house wine. I brought rosé.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think about it, it's easy to chill and it lasts a long time. You just put it in your cooler, you drink it at the end of the day. It's fantastic.
That would go well on the boat. I'm just saying.
Perfect for a boat.
Okay. Good stuff. We got to run.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you
so much. Nice way to end our Friday. Gary Fish, he's founder and CEO at Gary's Wine and Marketplace, joining us in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. Just want to rehash that headline crossing just a moment ago. Changes in the Trump administration. Reince Priebus, the establishment Republican turned loyalist to President Trump, just reading something from the New York Times right here, being pushed out after what has been a rocky tenure as President Trump's chief of staff. And we have John Kelly that the president is naming to that position. So again, changes in the nation's capital. You're listening to Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code Radio20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.